This tapestry and the one opposite are from a large set of decorative tapestries made in the early 18th century. As you look at the crowded imagery that covers each one, you can see many small islands with figures in a curious mix of Indian and Chinese dress. Take a few moments to look at some of these charming scenes. At the lower left is a procession on horseback. At the middle right, you'll see an Indian prince seated on an elegant carpet with his attendants. The tapestries, woven at the London workshop of John Vanderbank, were inspired by Chinese lacquer work with its exotic motifs. A set of tapestries similar to the ones here was ordered from Vanderbank by Queen Mary to complement her collection of imported Chinese porcelains at Kensington Palace. Tom Campbell explains.
Queen Mary was a passionate collector of Chinese ceramics, and she amassed an enormous collection of literally thousands of pieces at Kensington Palace. And clearly these tapestries were designed to provide an ensuite decorative background to those ceramics.
You can see that decorative effect here. Just in front of this tapestry is a tall cabinet with blue and white Chinese porcelain on top. It gives a sense of how visually striking the mix of patterns and colors must have been, the imported wares set against the picturesque English textiles with their imitation motifs or chinoiserie. To hear more about the craze for chinoiserie, press the green play button.